the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Worship him, honor him, and adore him. And I welcome everyone here to this service this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I believe that today is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in today. Anyone who is rejoicing and is glad today, say aloud, Amen. Bring you greetings from La Côte d'Ivoire. Had a most explosive time in God's presence there. And I believe that that country will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your right hand 1 minute and ask God to speak a word to you today. Lord, speak a word to me today. Speak a word to me today. This blessing Sunday of the month of December, speak a word to me today. Speak a word to me today. Speak a word to me today. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Psalm 67, verse 3 all the way to verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations on the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. If you believe that, say aloud, Amen. If you believe that, shout the loudness, Amen. If you believe that, shout the believers, Amen. I welcome you to the 12th month. It is our month where our light has come and the glory is risen through the power of praise. Anybody ready to praise the Lord in December? Stand on your feet with a clap and a shout of praise. Without any doubt, hear this, you will not be walking into 2024. You will be dancing into 2024. Hey! Did you hear what I just said? You won't be walking. You won't be crawling. You won't be begging. You will be celebrating into 2024. Somebody shout hallelujah. The things that will make you dance will happen in this December. The things that will make you celebrate will happen in this December. The things that will make you rejoice will happen in this December. Somebody give the Lord a small dance. Just dance and celebrate and just mashatakala bada bara hazara. Hey! Hey! Give the Lord a praise. Let me say a few words and then turn you loose to dance. You will dance in the first Sunday of December, the second Sunday, the third Sunday, the fourth Sunday, the last Sunday. that the last Sunday is also the very last day of the year, 31st of December. So we'll dance in the morning and come back in the night to cross over with a dance. And my friend who was with us at the Stadium Crusade of 2007, Ron Pinoli, who is now 79 years old. Many young people don't know him now. He might be crossing over with us as well. He was with us at the stadium that the government has. He will now come with us to our own stadium here, because it was in that stadium we decided and determined that we will worship again in the stadium that was built by ourselves. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Are you ready for celebration at all? Clap your hands, all ye people, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph and take your seat. Don't worry, I'll turn you loose shortly. Hallelujah. And so today the subject is the blessing of praise. The blessing of praise. Our objective is to understanding the blessing that praise and worship offers. It's our blessing Sunday, and it's our month of praise, so it is the blessing of praise. One of the most blessed persons in scripture is called David. He was the epitome of praise in scriptures. In Psalm 119 verse 164, it was David the psalmist who said, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. And David, without any doubt, was one of the most blessed persons in scripture, and he was the symbol of praise in the Old Testament. In fact, the symbol of praise in the whole of the Bible. Question is, what is the blessing of praise? Every time we come for the blessing Sunday, once a month, you will realize just now that majority of the blessings, if not all the blessings that are proclaimed on us on the blessing Sunday, are actually direct blessings that can come from our praise. The blessing of praise, number one, is the blessing of His presence. The one, the man, the woman who understands praise will understand the presence of God. Praise worshippers are carriers of divine presence. To know praise is to know His presence. In Psalm 22 verse 3, popular scripture, it said, "God, thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. We serve the God who lives, who dwells in the praises of His people. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." The blessing of praise is the blessing of His presence. Psalm 84 and in verse 5, Psalm 84 and in verse 5, He said, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them." Start back up to verse 4. "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee." What does the meaning of that? They entered your house by praise. They will remain in your house by praising. They will be still praising God. You want to dwell and hang around with God? Your key, a major secret of God's presence is praise, and it is worship. Why is His presence very necessary? Basic. First, His presence is the secret of rest. He said to Moses in Exodus chapter 33 and in verse 14, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." If you understand what it means to praise God, you understand what it means to worship God, then you will understand what it means to carry the presence of God. And if you understand what it means to carry the presence of God, then you understand what it means to live in the realm of rest. I announce to somebody here today, rest like never before is coming your way right now. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, say amen. Secondly, what's the blessing of praise number two? Is the blessing of divine guidance. The blessing of divine guidance. Psalm 89 verse 15. It says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. They know the joyful sound. So they walk in the light of his countenance. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, and in verse 1 to 2, Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 2, now there were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, said, as the minister to the Lord, that is the worship and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, I receive guidance. Now, the praise of God, the worship of God, will guarantee for us both direction and guidance. I know you know the difference. But for the sake of emphasis, this is the difference. Direction means, if you are going to go to the central area, when you come to the welcome to Abuja City, turn left and then go this way. That's direction. Guidance says, come, let me show you the place. Let me take you there. Both of them are good, but I think this one is gooder. Hey! Is God speaking to somebody here? Of course, if praise brings his presence, praise will bring his guidance. Let me just show you. I won't allow you to miss road. I won't allow you to miss direction. I prophesy to someone here in this month of December, you shall experience guidance. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive your guidance. In December 2023, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise, take your seat. And what is the value of guidance? In all the subjects, I'll be giving the first point in the first service and then the second one in the second service. Number one, guidance or direction, and direction bring peace. Peace. I will hear what the Lord will speak. Psalm 85 and in verse 8. The Lord will speak peace. Guidance brings peace. Direction brings peace. Psalm 23 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me beside peaceful waters. Guidance brings peace. Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 17 to 18, he said, oh, that you would have hearkened. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. I lead you, not just direct, I lead you, I just guide you by the way that you should go. And all that you have hearkened to that leading, to that commandment, how I am directing you, then would have been your peace. Your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Peace, peace, peace. Peace that passes understanding. Peace that does not make sense. When men say they are cast down, you are not aware of what is going on. I announce to someone here today, as we step from the frequency of praise, you are going to experience peace and guidance. And from this peace and guidance, you are going to experience peace like you have never known before. Every trace of pressure and tension be dissolved right now in the name of Jesus. Number three, it is the blessing of divine provision. The blessing of divine provision. We just saw it, Psalm 67 verse 3, all the way to verse 5, Psalm 67 verse 3. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody say fearful blessings. Ay, 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 ay. The kind of blessings that people will see and fear. That is what happens to those who know how to praise. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. He said the earth shall yield its increase. Means the earth shall be made to surrender. The earth shall be forced to release. The earth shall be forced to hand over to you what is yours. In this 12th month of the year, as we praise God, everything the earth is holding that belongs to you, everything the systems are holding that belong to you, they shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours is delivered into your hands. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Somebody say loud amen. Why is the blessing of divine provision necessary? One, the blessing of divine provision is necessary for the service of God without distraction. So you can serve God without the distraction of lack, the distraction of house rent, the distraction of children's school fees, the distraction of this and distraction of that, the distraction of payment of mortgage or this or that. Or in fact, no, you're not even talking about mortgage at all. In Joel chapter 2 and in verse 26, all the way to verse 27, Joel chapter 2, and he shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, not be distracted. And after you are satisfied, you will further praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. I want to just give you such a blessing that will give you focus to praise and serve me without distraction. I announce today, anything that has been a distraction around your life, whether it's a distraction of lack or the distraction of scarcity or shortage, as we step into the frequency of praise today, that distraction is arrested. In the name of Jesus. Number four is the blessing of divine favor. The blessing of divine favor. Acts chapter 2 and in verse 47, the Bible said, they were praising God and having favor. Praising God and having favor. It's not possible to be praising God and be lacking favor. No. I have favor everywhere I am because I praise God, I worship God, I celebrate God, I honor God everywhere I go. I have favor everywhere. Even places I don't know people, I don't know anybody. I have favor everywhere. They were praising God and having favor. Praising God and having favor. Praising God and having favor. What is the necessity of favor? Now let me say it like this to somebody. Anyone here who has been a victim of misfortune, a victim of disfavor, a victim of rejection, the last day of your rejection shall be the last forever. The last day of your disfavor shall be the last forever. Today, you are stepping in to a new season of favor. Say the loudest amen. Why is favor necessary? Are you ready for this? Favor grants access to your high places in life. It grants you access to your high places and causes you to step into your above only realm. The place that belongs to you is above only. Favor takes you up there. That was what happened to Queen Esther. Esther, in Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15 and 16. The Bible said that, we know when the turn of Esther came, she obtained favor and the king set the crown on her head. Esther went up by favor. Joseph went up by favor in Acts chapter 7 and in verse 10. In Acts chapter 7 and in verse 10, we saw how God delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him the governor over Egypt and all his house. It was not only favor. It was not only wisdom that took Joseph over. Because there are people who have wisdom and they lack favor and they remain where they are. The people will use their wisdom, take advantage of their wisdom, but don't care to give them the promotion and the lifting needed. But that was not Joseph. He had wisdom, but above all, he had favor, and that favor made him to offer his wisdom, and that led him to step into his kingdom reign and dominion. This is what favor does. Your praise will give you access to your favor, and your favor will take you to the place you belong on the top. Is there somebody here who belongs to a place on top? I prophesy to you, you shall step there. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Finally, number five. The blessing of praise includes the blessing of divine openings. Openings. What is the difference? Favor has to do with how attractive you are. Openings is talking about actual openings, the opening of doors. In Psalm 114 verse 1, the Bible said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. Judah means praise. The sea saw it, the sea saw the presence of God. The sea saw the presence of God that was inside Judah. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. This is the account of the parting of the Red Sea. The mountains skipped like ram, and the little lambs just went too fast. And the little hills like lambs. Do you understand? People were coming from captivity. Suddenly, something stood in front of them. And then all of a sudden, highway in the Red Sea, passage through the Jordan, access right through the wall. That's you, Lord. Highway in the Red Sea, passage through the Jordan, flapping Jericho wall. Ay, 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 ay. Highway in the Red Sea, passage through the Jordan, flapping Jericho wall. That's your Lord. Mahashakoko bagadagalaga. So we have a God that can make the highway in the Red Sea. He can make a road, make a passage through the Jordan and flapping the Jericho wall by the power of your praise. Is somebody here today, say a loud amen. Somebody here today, shout a loud amen. I like to prophesy to someone here today. Everywhere where there is a blockage against your destiny, everywhere you are trusting God for an access, by the praise of today, that access will be granted. That opening will be granted. That opening will be granted. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Now take your seat and let me tell you what is the value of divine opening. One, divine opening happens to grant exit from captivity. Exit. To take you from where you have been that you are not meant to be, to grant you exit from captivity. Israel had been in captivity in Egypt, and that Psalm 114, where we read from verse 1 to 4, was the divine opening that happened to get them out. Even Paul and Silas in the prison, the divine opening happened, the prison doors opened and granted them exit out of the captivity where the enemy kept them. There are people who have been in bondage and in prison, and they don't know the way out of the prison. Am I speaking to anyone here? You don't know the way out of your prison. I announce to you today, the way out of your prison is being opened right now. The way out of your prison is being opened right now. The way out of your prison is being opened right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. is a blessing of divine opening. Number six is the blessing of victory in battle. And you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nema, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory. It is a blessing of victory in battle. In Joshua chapter 6, we saw the children of Israel at the battle of Jericho. And in verse 20, the wall of Jericho collapsed at the sound of their praise. Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20. And so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city by the sound of praise, by the sound of the trumpet, by the blast of the trumpet. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Somebody is getting victory in battle today. Every battle that followed you into December, this month shall swallow up that battle. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Every battle that followed you into December shall be swallowed up by this month. In Jesus' precious name. It's a blessing of victory. And victory, what is the value of victory? Are you ready for that? Very simple. Victory is required for access into inheritance. You only enter your inheritance by victory in battle. The devil will always prevent you from stepping into where you are meant to step into, except there is a fight and there is a victory. The promised land is your inheritance, but it is not free of giants. The promised land is your inheritance, but it is not free of giants. You want to take that promised land, you must dissolve and dismantle and dislodge. It's a military word. Dislodge the bandits in that promised land. Somebody say aloud, amen. Victory is required. And Joshua chapter 6 verse 20 showed us how the children of Israel stepped into their inheritance by the blessing of victory. And finally, number 7, the blessing of praise includes the blessing of life. The blessing of life. In Psalm 150 verse 6, it said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This is one of the passages that you can read the other way, and it is correct also. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you say, let everything that praise the Lord have breath, is correct. Hallelujah. You are absolutely correct. Because when Hezekiah was dying, he said to God, I say in the cutting off of my days, I am deprived of the balance of my years. Only the living can praise you. The dead cannot praise you. The grave cannot celebrate you. God says, that's so? You want to live and praise me? I add you 15 more years. Hey! 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 Somebody say after me, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that praise the Lord have breath. Hey! It didn't say every person, no. Not every person, everything. Even if it is a thing. Inanimate object, provided it will praise, it can live. How much more person? I announce to you today, Whatever is contending with your life, today the contention is over. Every curse of premature death, ancestral curse, generational curse of premature death, I declare it broken today. You shall fulfill your days. Say after me, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that praise the Lord have breath. Say after me, say, I am praising the Lord. So I have breath. Say, I have breath because I'm praising the Lord. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Why is the blessing of life necessary? I think that one you should answer it by yourself. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 4. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. The availability of life is the availability of hope. Life guarantees hope. That is why it is a waste of life to kill yourself and you are still alive. I mean, you have life and you want to die. A living dog is better. A dog that is alive is better than a lion that has died. He is a lion, but he has died. That dog that is alive is at a higher level. A landlord that is dead is not as critical as a tenant that is alive. A living tenant. Even if you are a tenant and you are still alive, congratulations. You are better than a dead landlord. Do you understand? That is, at any level you are, even if they say you are a dog, the fact that you are alive, there is somebody and something you are better than. Your highest achievement in life is not the money you have, it's the fact that you still have life. With the availability of life, you can move in any direction. Anything is still possible, provided you are still alive. So if you wake up in the morning and you realize that your breath is intact, hit the road running. Hit the road celebrating. Hit the road jubilating. The devil has lost another battle. The Bible said, I laid me down. I slept because you sustained me. If not for you, my bed would have been my grave. Somebody say a loud amen. See all the beautiful assemblies everywhere. You will not be like the man at the beautiful gate who is connected to a beautiful gate with an ugly life. Something is changing in your life today. Somebody say loud amen. There are two keys that you will need in order for your praise to accurately produce these blessings. Maybe three keys. Number one, praise in uprightness. Psalm 29 and in verse 2. It said, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Holiness is beautiful. Not the ugliness of unrighteousness. Worship the Lord in the beauty
on holiness. Praise in uprightness. With clarity. Now, once you are praising as a thief, as a killer, as a robber, as a dupe, as a fraud, as an unclean, immoral person, that praise has a limit to which it will go. Praise with uprightness. Number two, praise with thanksgiving. Don't let the devil point to you all the reasons why you shouldn't praise God. Open your eyes and let God point to you all the reasons why you should praise Him. Psalm 100 and in verse 1, enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. So to end with praise, you must begin with thanksgiving. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, but into His courts with praise. Start with thanks and proceed in praise. Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for frustrating the expectations of the weekend. Thank you because those who are waiting for themselves to die will wait until they bury themselves, not us. How many of you know that there are people, every time they see you laughing and smiling, they are shocked. Because they want you to be mourning and begging and borrowing and cringing and they are just surprised. Somebody told me some time ago that some people were asking me, wow, now you still be alive? Terrible. You still live? You are still alive? That is wickedness of man expressed from the mouth. Wickedness from the heart. You will live. You are alive. And you will live for a very long time. Those waiting for you to go will become history while you are still here. They will become history while you are still here. So you thank Him for the gift of life. Thank Him for the gift of strength. Thank Him for the wishes of people that didn't come to pass. You know, witchcraft is crafty wishes. Wishes that are not straightforward. Crooked wishes. Witchcraft. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come in all manner. Just appreciate Him. Only in eternity you will know the things that the devil planned to happen that couldn't happen. The calculations of hell that were frustrated. Praise with thanksgiving. And number three, praise with sacrifice. Sacrifice. The praise as a whole is a sacrifice. Psalm 54, I believe, verse 6. Praise the Lord. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Praise with a sacrifice. Any praise that does not touch your treasure is not authentic praise. Any appreciation that does not proceed into generosity towards God is not genuine. I've appreciated my family, my wife, my children. That is, you did well, take. That is appreciation that is separate from school fees or this or that. This, you did well. Take this. You did well. You know, many of us are very, very, very generous with condemnation, but stingy with commendation. When it comes to finding what they did wrong, you saw it. When it comes to commending what they did right, you ignored it. People don't turn out well like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When we go before God, sir, I don't know what to use to thank you. All my life I give you, but here is my appreciation. From time to time, you lay down sacrifice. So it's praise the Lord. Oh my soul. Oh my pocket, join in praise. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, oh my bank account. Join the praise. Join. Hallelujah! Because there are people, when it is time to praise God, they will dance, sweat. When it is time for offering, it's like the pocket is a bottomless pit. Looking for evidence of things that cannot be found. Don't do that. Right? God cannot be mocked. Your offerings, your sacrifices go side by side with your praise. The way we dance and move, so that is how our resources move towards God. Don't let your own be the opposite. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudmost shout of praise. I tell you, this is the best month of your year. This month. December shall be, is the best month of your year. Not just shall be, it is confirmed as the best month of your year. I want us to give the Lord 10 brutal minutes of praise. Are you ready? If the person that is standing near you is too civilized, give him space. And just tell him, I want to be local for a while. Alright. Give the Lord the praise in appreciation of all the things he has done for you. And all the things you are expecting him to do even before the year is over. Because there are things God has already done. And there are things you expect, you trust him to do before. How many of you expect some things to manifest? Some of you, the kind of Christmas gift you are going to get this year will amaze you. You have gotten enough of Christmas card. Now it is Christmas car. Christmas house. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise. I'd like you to use 1 minute out of these 10 minutes to just thank God for anything you would like to thank Him for. Anything you want to thank Him for. Anything you are excited about. Anything you are happy about. The gift of life. The gift of health. The gift of strength. The gift of a good family. The gift of a good spiritual family. Go ahead and thank the Lord. Honor Him, worship Him. Go on ahead. Thank Him. Honor Him. Worship Him. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord the praise and give Him the honor and the adoration. If you have a testimony that is yet to be given, someone right in the middle here will pick up that testimony for you. And I want you to celebrate. Help me shake 3 hands and tell them I'm praising my way to my high places. I am praising my way because there is the blessing of praising the Lord. Let's go in celebration. Hit the road running.
We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise. Yahweh.
Come on, Lord, I pray.
We thank your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise.
Lift your two hands high and just receive his visitation this morning. Mahashadagalan. Spoken, the blessing of his presence is available, the blessing of guidance,
blessing of supply, the blessing of favor.
Hey!
The blessing of divine openings, the blessing of victory in battle, the blessing of life, where no devil is permitted to cut you short before your time. Lift your hands high. That's right.
In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice. And begin to receive these blessings of praise. I see healings taking place, divine encounters, visitations and deliverances on every side. Begin to receive. Father, let your fire fall. Father, let the blessings be released. At the count of three, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive.
Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Blessed be your name. Bring your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. The supremacy, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Blessed be your name. Something just broke in the life of somebody. An ancient controversy just got arrested. A satanic agenda just got terminated. A prison door just opened and somebody just stepped out. The spirit of death has just been arrested. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Something happened to you just now. You said you got a healing, you got a freedom, you got a deliverance, you got a liberty, you got an encounter. Something left you. Step forward and let's hear from you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. While those are coming out on this side, let's hear quickly from those who came out. I know we have a very long list of people, but if we can take at least 4, 5, 6 people. Yes. All right. You can be there, right there. You came here healed. Just stand there. Yes, go ahead. Yes, we can commence with this immediately.
Hallelujah. This is Sister Shea. She said she was operated a lump on the right breast for the past 1 year.
While this is happening, the communion stewards can quickly go ahead and with the communion.
Our sister was...
Please don't take it yet until... Don't take the communion, just hold it until it is time. Yes.
See, our sister was also operated on that same right breast. It's a family thing. Says, since the operation, she has been expressing excruciating pain so terribly until she came here this morning and you are ministering. Say, as the word goes, say, power surged into that place, the pain left and every pain has gone. And he said, somebody said, she was going to resort to cancer in 2026. He said, as you pray, the pain has gone, and she believed that that cancer that was professed to her will not happen to
her. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Every death that follows you here, that death returns back to hell.
This woman has been pregnant for the past 3 years, sir. Mrs. Favor, she has been pregnant for the past 3 years. She says she has gone to every hospital. They have checked and said they couldn't find nothing. She discovered that it's a woman that was bitter against her that put her in that condition. Say nothing, there's nothing she can do to be delivered. She came here this morning and said, when you are ministering, power surged into her life. She saw something left her and it started reducing. It was protruded more than this.
The other day, a woman testified here how that she was pregnant for 3 years. It was unbelievable, you remember, except that the doctors checked the baby and checked all manner of things, and the baby came out and was delivered live. And we met at the entrance here, and I told her, whatever you are carrying, go and bring it out. I'm saying the same to you now. Whatever you are carrying, out of this body right now, in the name of Jesus, 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 let it go forth, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Go ahead.
Mr. and Mrs. Ifine here, says they have been experiencing spider web attack for the past years that have rendered them useless, nothing is working. Everything, sold his car, everything. He said he came here in one of the Sundays like this you are ministering. You called his things and you prayed for him. That spider web attack was handled. Say right now, things are working. Money everywhere, right front, everything.
I have bought cars already.
Car, yes.
Can you give the Lord a big clap? Are you ready to receive this? Lift your hands. Say after me, every witchcraft network monitoring my life, arresting my progress. Today is your end. All you network of witchcraft, catch fire! Catch fire now, catch fire now, catch fire now, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire! Yes, what happened?
Sir, this is our sister. In 2022, she had an accident in April, and the injury refused to go for 1 whole year. She was meant to go for surgery, then the sister told her, come for the healing and deliverance service. And God intervened, and that injury was arrested, and she was made whole. And she said she connected to the commanding the day, and then on the 1st of December, She got a job without an interview, and the lady told her, I will also give you an accommodation. And she's here to give
you a praise. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. God is setting you free. The spell of joblessness is broken right now. The spell of scarcity and empty-handedness is broken. Yes.
Our sister, I've been suffering from all manner of
disease. If I take three more, I'll be okay. And then we'll reserve the rest for the second service.
Our sister has been suffering from all manner of delays. She said after the Thursday brutal declaration under the commanding of the day, she said she heard the dog barking at the back of her house. At 3 a.m., she decided to check what was that. And she found a live tortoise right at the back of her house, set it on fire, and she believes that delay.
Come forward here, Father, in the name of Jesus, every demonic power that is responsible for sluggishness in your life, the power is broken. In the name of Jesus, three of you cannot catch one person. Then what is the aim of standing?
Our sister, Basi, 3 months of severe ear pain, went to the hospital, the doctor checked her and said there was nothing there, but she couldn't hear without hear, she couldn't chew on that right hand side. She said right in this service, while the praise was on, that ear popped open and the pain disappeared, and she's here to give God praise.
In the name of Jesus, you are free.
So this is Mrs. Richard Juliana. She said in August this year, she traveled for a burial in the family, and when she came back, her stomach became bloated. Her abdomen became bloated, terrible pain all over. Then she came on Thursday during the conference. The power of God hit her. The bloated tummy deploted. She's totally free. Pains are gone.
Lift your hands and say, every mountain around my life, you are moved now.
You are moved now.
Return back to hell.
Return back to hell.
In the name of Jesus.
So this is our pastor. Pastor Amen, one of our locations, this is a testimony to confirm the preservation mantle on the commission. He said in the month of May, he had a fatal accident which affected him. A major artery was cut, and he bleeded profusely for 40 solid minutes, because from his house to the hospital took them 40 minutes. By the time on arrival, he passed out. He saw himself on the other side of the divide going. And in the realm of that encounter, he saw the senior pastor, the set man of this commission, say, hey, where are you going to? Return back to your body. And suddenly he came back to life, and the doctor said he's going to be transfused. He put the call through to the senior pastor, and the pastor said, not you, not anymore, no more blood transfusion. And by the time they checked him, blood level is normal. He was discharged. And
he lost so much blood until he passed out on the other side. And by the time he returned, blood level also returned back to normal.
Yes,
can I speak to somebody here? Every premature grave they have dug for you, those who dug the grave shall be buried in that grave.
That was a man that was trusting God for the fruit of the womb, secondary infertility, I think for about 10 years, isn't it?
And it happened at the 7th month of the pregnancy. The devil wanted to kill him 2 months before his child that they had expected for 10 years will be born. I prophesy to you today, that expectation that you have, no devil shall stop you from seeing it. In the name of Jesus, you shall live, you shall fulfill your days, and you shall see your expectation. Now we're going to take the rest in the second service.
Sir, here is our brother Percy. He said, last night when he was praying, he saw you and you called him out, brought him to the altar and prayed for him brutally. Right now you prophesied, you said, we're going to be receiving even our own houses. He saw a key dropped in his hands.
Congratulations. So return back to the testimony.
Our sister said, when you said we should shout receive, she saw gifts wrapped in aluminium foils dropping on people, and she caught her own.
How many of you are receiving your own? Receive your Christmas gift from Jehovah.
So our brother said an arrow was fired into his right hand yesterday, and it demobilized that hand. And now,
he couldn't lift the hand.
He can lift it.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Yes, sir. She's 4 months loaded a couple of weeks ago. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. She's 4 months pregnant a couple of days ago. She came under intense pain and went to the hospital. When scan was conducted, they said that there was a fibroid in the womb that was chancing the baby in that womb. In that condition, sir, she came in at the shout of I receive. The power of God came upon her. She had been looking for the fibroid. It's nowhere to be found, sir.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Lift your hands again and say after me, every mountain in my life today, you mountain, you are uprooted and you are returned back to hell in the name of Jesus. Stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody. All of you, I know there are so many testimonies. We have just 7 minutes and there are people already standing for the second service, so we don't keep them standing. You take your testimony in the second service. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. What is yours? No devil shall keep back in Jesus' name. While we proceed in taking of our offerings, the people that want to call out are those who want to give their own lives to God as offering. Quickly come to the front here. Move from your seat. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to be a new day for me. Carry your Bibles and carry your bags and quickly run to the front. I'll give you the count of 7-1.
I have decided.
Don't be the last to come. Broken up your life, a negative habit, a lifestyle, something you know God is not happy with, and you want that yoke broken from your life today. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, alcoholism, immoral lifestyle, prostitution, masturbation, whatever is the lifestyle you are not happy with, you know God is not happy with, and you want to be completely free of such lifestyle. Quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7 again. 1.
Consecrate me.
2. I want to be free. I want to serve God. I want to live for Him. 3. 4. Master, for hearing and answering, be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Place your right hand on your chest and lift up the other hand and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Today is my decision to love you, to live for you. Help me to serve you. Help me to do your will. Deliver me from the power of sin. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord has heard and answered us. Say loud, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' name. Someone say amen.